You are now listening to the Garage Poppin' Family Chronicles podcast. Have a seat at the table and let's have a family discussion.
What's up, Garage Poppin' Family? This is Garage Poppin' Family Chronicles, and we are your hosts. I am Alyssa.
I'm Tasia.
And I'm Ashley.
And today we are asking the question, cannot supporting your friend's business affect the friendship? First of all, y'all don't support us, so it's already a fake. No.
We see everyone who does not like, and does not like, and does not share, and does not, retweet, re-TikTok, re-whatever. We see you, okay? Same bloodline. I see you.
And you will need a brace. After we get our foot off y'all motherfucking neck. Woo!
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got insurance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wanna address that though, because I told y'all about, the hair page and nobody wanna say anything. Nobody this. But then when Taraji's putting me in her story and Kaleidoscope putting me on this and me putting me on that, everybody's, oh, this is great. Some people would DM me secretly so people wouldn't know that they were, really following along. I say we're trying to attract people that we don't know. But it's still fucked up that you got family members that will laugh at your post when you talk about a funny meme, but they won't support your business. But we are going to take off. Let's just say that. Period. And this is going to be something big. We know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. Don't jump on the train too late. The doors will be closed. The doors of the church are closing.
Yep.
Just saying.
We're doing a prayer right now and the doors
are closing. You can't come in. It's the lady at the door that will not let your ass in until the prayer's over.
Yeah.
And the prayer
ain't even from outside. You can't even get in.
Chris Brown said that. I think as far as your friendships, though, it depends on what type of business they have. If they have a business that doesn't really align with something that you like if I got a friend that sell hair, wigs don't work for me. I've already said this. I said this yesterday. I can't get wiggy with it. They just don't work for me. So
that's the end of the show today, guys.
So much for coming. See you guys next week. For
I do not support nor promote that phrase. Putting that out there.
With it. But it costs nothing to share your friend's businesses. Even though I may not buy from it because I don't wear the wigs, doesn't mean that I can't share. However, if I do wear wigs, and my friend has a wig business and I go buy my hair from somewhere else, then I can see how that could be a problem. Like, not saying buy from them all the time. Promoting.
Especially if you're on your Patreon, like, oh, I got this hair from Zaza Beauty and your friend's is Pico Beauty. Like, why? Why would you even do that? That's not your friend in the first place. That's not your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Tasia has something to say. She's a
secret admirer. That's what the fuck she is. And she doesn't want you to win. That's what it is.
Exactly.
I have mixed reviews. I get both sides. I definitely get it. If anyone close to me got an inch close to some bundles, you got to know. You're my first stop. Like, I can definitely understand, my point of view is like, that's your friend. Right. We going to support anything that you do. We don't give a damn if you had a motherfucking hot dog eating contest. We right there with the ketchup. Like, the support has to be there. I definitely get it. But people don't have to support you. Everybody's not going to jump right on the wagon with you. Like we always say, everybody not going to come with you to the top. You can't take everybody. So I don't feel like it should straight up ruin a friendship. I definitely feel like it's something that should be addressed. And you're like, yeah, this bitch really not. She really not. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with me like I thought she was. But that's not something that someone has to do. especially, you know, you get into a business, that's definitely something that you, I think promoting, that's definitely easy. But I mean, like, as far as like buying your product or going in your store or whatever, like, we don't got to buy your shit just because I know you.
I mean, if it doesn't align with anything I buy, then definitely I don't see a problem with me not buying your stuff. But if it's something that I get all the time, if I like soaps and you sell soaps,
yeah,
and I'm not buying your soap, you know, I think it's a problem. Like, you posting about it, not even posting about it on soap, but you, this is something you use. But I don't know, sharing to me is free. That's the most freest thing that you can do for somebody as far as with their business, sharing their stuff and getting it out there. And I just think that there are some people that will never share your stuff because they want to see you doing good, but not better than them.
Oh, I felt this.
Yeah, I definitely feel that.
I feel like you have to be selfish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like if you want something, if you really, 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 really want something and, you know, people are not like doing, like helping you promote it or, you know what I mean? Just retweeting or re whatever. Sometimes you have to be selfish because who else is going to be selfish for you? No one. Who else is going to be in your corner like you can? No one. You got to do that shit by yourself. If they don't want to promote it, guess what? Don't ask me to promote shit for you either.
And it's like the fake love that people give after the fact when you finally got your shit up and running. Like, yeah, this is my cousin. This is my this. But they weren't there in the beginning or not even sharing nothing or not even commenting, not even putting a reaction. Because it's free to put a reaction on some shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook or even on Instagram.
And I don't think that people understand how it feels. You know what I mean? Like when they're like sharing, like you said, like a funny meme, but, or they'll just like your stuff and then share a funny meme from someone else. You could have shared it.
I mean, but they're not obligated either. And I don't feel like somebody should have to repost our shit every week or repost your stuff every week to be on your nuts. It's a difference between being on somebody's nuts and then supporting somebody. Like, okay. But
please be on our nuts, people. Thank you. Our nuts are big enough for all. We will share our sack with everyone.
I was gonna say, as far as a friendship, okay, I don't think that it should ruin a friendship though. I feel like as far as your friendship goes, if that is someone who you know what I'm saying, are really, really cool with, y'all been friends forever, and then you come up with this business, I feel like with I don't know, like business owners, it's like I got to get my stuff out there. I need the support. I need, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's offensive from anyone. Yeah. So I feel like the people closest to you, they definitely should support. But if they don't, I feel like you should take that shit for how it is and get your money up, not your funny up. Like, bitch, build your audience. It's not only for your friends. You don't only want your mama and your cousins to buy this. You don't only want your sisters and brothers to watch this. You know what I'm saying? They definitely, you feel like they're not doing what they're supposed to do. Feel that way. But this, boss up and build up that audience another way, not just through a family reunion.
And I will say this, like my bestie for the restie, Gloria, she be making all kind of shit. That CMOS, I feel like I can taste the gel. In all CMOSes. I don't like it, okay? But if I be at work and somebody be like, ooh, I need to find me some CMOS, I'd be like, let me show you.
Yes! Yes.
Tip it right to your door. She got all kinds of stuff. She'll make you some lotion and a motherfucking banana pudding cake, or a banana pudding. And you can get some CMOS, some lotion, some soap, and a banana pudding to your door. One-stop shop. Like, I be on it.
I think the main thing that people forget sometimes, and me included, is that you're not trying to, the people that you feel like are going to be your audience are not the people closest to you. It's the people that don't know you that are going to support you the most. And I've learned that. I've definitely learned that for sure. But it doesn't stop me from having my feelings hurt, kind of, when you're starting off. And the people, your audience is going to be the people that you know first starting off, especially if you don't have a big following and you're relying on that. You know, you don't know much about promo and don't know much about the social media. So it still hurts. I'm not even going to fucking lie. It still hurts, especially with the people that are real, 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 real close to you that are in your phone contacts.
She's getting personal.
Yeah.
Like, who's under the letter. Look.
I feel like that shit hurts. But I don't think that they should. I don't expect them to share the shit every goddamn week. But at least share it at least once, you know. Even if you don't listen to it.
Yeah.
Just share it.
Share that shit.
Share that shit. Why are you looking down? I feel like you have a...
Me?
Off the record. Off the record, I feel like you have a lot of friends that sell shit and you don't promote it and you don't, I don't know.
You talking to me?
Yes.
No, girl, I only got one friend and that's Kiara, and I support every business that she do. Her nail business, her press on business. She about to do body contouring coming soon. Nah, I support. I just feel like if I didn't, I don't feel like she'd be like, yeah, girl, I don't fuck with you. Like you, we've been this cool and I do nails and you ain't posted a picture. I don't feel like she'd be like, and now I can't talk to you. That's all I feel. Like, that's where I'm coming from. I would support, but I feel like if I didn't, I don't feel like she'd be upset or not want to be my friend no more.
I don't think it's a bad. I just think that when somebody likes every single post you have and then you post your business and they
don't like that. That's why I said I don't
even like it.
I definitely get both sides.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that it's like a reason for you not to be their friend. It's just a reason for you to store that in your mind.
Right. Like, I see how you really are.
That's all it is. You store it and you move on.
One of your core memories. No, I'm sorry. Don't put that. What's that, emotions movie?
It's a core. Yes. I know, like a core. Mm-hmm. It's a blue ball. It's the blue ball.
It's the blue, the sadness.
Sex.
I caught the blue ball reference. I caught it. You've been talking about balls a lot.
Sorry. But yeah. So I don't think it's a reason to not be someone's friend. It's just a reason to.
Duly noted. It's a duly noted. That's
honey, that is. It's a duly motherfucking noted. That's it.
Because when you get your money, they're going to be the main one. That was my homie. That's my homie. That's my homie. Mm-hmm.
I knew her. Like, imagine all the people who talking about they was cool with, what's the girl who made the FNF song? It's a fly here. I'm sorry. The Glorilla. That's like somebody blowing up from up the street. Imagine how many people like, yeah, that's my girl. But this is the first song I didn't heard. I ain't seen from nothing. That's all down the timeline. I know you forever. You ain't never said nothing about her. But now that's your bestie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ain't listening to none of the songs.
Right. You only know the one that's hot now. She been making music. I definitely get it. I get it. I definitely do.
Yeah.
And I can kind of see how, you know what I'm saying, you would be like, yeah, I'm not going to fuck with this bitch no more. She ain't shared. She ain't did nothing. I definitely get it. I just,
as long as it ain't somebody who always needs something from you, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, definitely circumstantial.
Need something from you, and then they can't. Like she said, if it's somebody in your phone, in your contacts, who you talk
in your
to,
recent list, not your contacts, your recent list.
You know what I mean? Who they phone number pinned? Look, they messages pinned.
Y'all messages are pinned.
What'd you say?
I say y'all messages are pinned.
Oh, y'all saw it too for me.
Definitely pinned to the top. I think that's the immaturity in me, though, that won't sit up here and be like, it's okay because I'm growing and I can't bring everyone with me. I'm still going to be like, fuck that shit. I remembered that shit.
Yeah.
It's always going to be remembered. I'm going to say thank you and I'm going to have the emoji and maybe a little heart beside it. Thanks. But I'm still going to remember who was there and who was down in the beginning.
But while we're doing it, we're like, bitch.
Look what this bitch just said. I didn't told her thank you, but look. Guess who just told me congratulations? The bitch ain't shared a post in years.
No, don't put it. This is not it.
That's what I would have said. Put it in there too. Don't cut it.
You know me. You know me. I'm like,
put it in there too. I don't care.
Love it. Okay. Well, y'all got anything else on this topic?
No.
I just like support. Support your people. You never know who they could become.
Amen.
You never know if you're going to need a dollar.
Or a thousand.
You never know if you're going to start your own business and you will feel the way somebody else feels that starts a business and you need that exposure.
True that.
That could be my issue also. I'm not really like business oriented. I was selling ashtrays. I hated that shit. I hated every second of it. I hated it. It was fun to make them though, but once other people got involved.
I always wanted to sell myself, not no prostitute, but.
I was going to say, girl, cut the cameras, girl. Cut. Hold on.
No prostitute. I'm talking about, I wanted to be the brand. Like, you know, we're talking.
Me too.
Sell a product and somebody be like, this product was trash and she came broke. Like, I don't want to be responsible for somebody else's feelings with that. But as far as me, I can.
I want to be the product. I feel that. Yes, I feel that. And I never knew how to put that into words. I completely agree.
People are like, make your own hair care line. Make your own this. No, because I like buying shit from the store. I don't like mixing shit up myself. And I don't want nobody to be like, huh, shit, fuck my hair up. I don't want that responsibility.
The problems.
Yeah, I don't want that. Be reported to the BBB and shit. No. But you can't stop me from saying what I want to say.
Yeah. That's so true.
All right, well. If we have nothing else on this topic, we'll see y'all on the next video where we'll sit down as a family, discuss a new topic, and talk about some shit on the shit with the shit.
Boom.
Hey.
Don't trust them niggas.